Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, September 2nd, 2025, and we have a lineup of technology headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
PVA Tepla hosts successful Capital Markets Day 2025 and provides strategic outlook. PVA Tepla AG recently hosted a successful Capital Markets Day 2025 in London, outlining its strategic outlook and growth targets. The company aims to reach €500 million in revenue by 2028, with an EBITDA margin of 20 to 25% and a gross margin of 38 to 43%. By investing in technology and infrastructure, PVA Tepla is strengthening its competitiveness in key markets like semiconductor, energy, and aerospace. The company is also expanding its global presence with investments in production, sales, and service infrastructures. With a focus on innovation and market-oriented research, PVA Tepla is reducing its dependence on individual industries and driving growth in high-tech sectors. Tech Media Breaks, Bollinger Innovations, Inc., Naxban's dealer network with Ziegler and Range Truck Group. Bollinger Innovations, Inc., BINI, has expanded its dealer network by adding Ziegler Truck Group, LLC and Range Truck Group, LLC as official dealers. This move will bring Bollinger Motors' commercial sales and service offerings to Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Washington. The dealers will offer the Bollinger B4 all-electric Class 4 chassis cab, as well as the Mullen 1 Class 1 cargo van and the Mullen 3 Class 3 chassis cab truck, which will be rebranded as Bollinger Motors vehicles in the future. This partnership aims to advance sustainable fleet transportation and provide customized e-mobility solutions in the Upper Midwest and Pacific Northwest regions.
Jelt Venture Partners acquires a 142-unit multifamily property in American Fork, Utah. Jelt Venture Partners, LLC, has acquired Alvera at the Meadows, a 142-unit multifamily property in American Fork, Utah. The property features 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom floor plans with premium finishes like granite countertops and smart home technology. With a stabilized occupancy of 95% at closing, GVP plans to enhance operations and amenities, including pool, fitness center, and playground. The strategic re-entry into Utah aligns with GVP's expertise in adding value to multifamily assets. The region's strong market fundamentals, including population growth and tech industry presence, make Alvera a promising investment. GVP's recent acquisition of the Commodore in California highlights their continued success in the multifamily industry.
Nauticus Robotics announces 1-for-9 reverse stock split. Nauticus Robotics, Inc. announced a 1-for-9 reverse stock split of its outstanding shares of common stock. This action, approved by the board of directors and stockholders, aims to increase the per-share stock price. The reverse split is set to take effect on September 5, 2025, with aftermarket trading temporarily suspended on September 4, 2025. Current shareholders will automatically have every 9 shares consolidated into 1 share, with fractional shares rounded up. Shareholders holding electronically don't need to take action, while those with certificated shares will receive instructions from Continental Stock Transfer and Trust. This move is intended to comply with the NASDAQ Capital Market's minimum bid price requirement and attract a broader range of investors. Isotropic Corporation, OTUB, building market awareness through strategic education platform. Isotropic Corporation, listed as CSEIZO and OTCQBIZOZF, has launched BreastCT.com as an educational resource focusing on breast CT technology and IsoView's clinical advantages for dense breast tissue imaging. This platform is designed to evolve alongside the company's progression through clinical studies, regulatory phases, and commercial launch milestones. By strategically positioning itself within the imaging category, Isotropic provides a clear market reference framework for IsoVue's commercial potential. The challenge of educating markets on breakthrough technology is crucial for medical device companies like Isotropic. Successful adoption of innovations requires comprehensive stakeholder education across patients, clinicians, and healthcare administrators. BreastCT.com serves as a strategic response to this market education requirement, supporting awareness initiatives for Isotropic's advancements. AI news breaks. Blue Sky AI Inc., OTCID BSAI, acquires 36-acre Colorado site for 15-megawatt AI data center deployment. Blue Sky AI Inc., a neocloud company, has acquired a 36-acre site in Colorado for a 15-megawatt AI data center deployment. The purchase agreement with Snowy River Ranches LLC secures a parcel in Huerfano County, Colo, offering scalable compute capacity and access to energy infrastructure. CEO Trent D'Ambrosio stated that this acquisition supports Blue Sky's national expansion strategy, focusing on local economic development and environmental stewardship. The site will undergo development under state and county permitting frameworks, adding to Blue Sky's energy-rich locations in the Mountain West and Southwest.
Wearable devices litigated. How neural interface patents are securing the future of touchless control. Wearable Devices Limited, now DES, has been granted a U.S. patent for neural interface technology that measures weight, torque, and force from wrist-based sensors. This innovation has applications in XR, industrial automation, and assistive technology. The patent covers voice-controlled interfaces and advancements in brain-computer interfaces, solidifying WLDS's position in the $260 billion AI wearables market. Unlike traditional gesture control systems, this technology decodes human intent through subtle muscle movements and bioelectric patterns, offering seamless control interfaces without a learning curve. The company's patent protection extends to real-world physical measurement capabilities, setting them apart from competitors and expanding into industrial and manufacturing sectors. For more information, visit WLDS's newsroom.
Biomed news breaks. Sinai Immunotherapeutics LASDAQ SCNI reports first half 2025 results and strengthened cash position. Sinai Immunotherapeutics reported revenues of $773,000 for the 6 months ended June 30, 2025, showing growth in its CDMO business. R&D expenses decreased to $1.24 million, while marketing and administrative expenses increased. Net loss narrowed to $4.13 million. Cash and equivalents were at $989,000 as of June 30th, with an additional $4.2 million raised in July and August. Sinai is advancing its anti-IL-17 nanoAb program, filing new patents and pursuing grant funding. The CDMO unit booked $1.0 million in service orders through August.
Crypto news breaks. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, reports strong Q2 25 results, targets profitability in early 2026. Beeline Holdings, Inc., reported strong Q2 25 results, with $1.7 million in revenue, a 27% increase quarter over quarter, and operating cost reduction by 40% to $5.6 million. Net loss narrowed to $4.1 million, a 68% improvement, and adjusted EBITDA also improved. Beeline reduced debt by $2.7 million, bringing year-to-date repayment to $6.2 million, with $6.3 million in cash at the end of Q2. The company aims for profitability by early 2026, supported by revenue growth and cost discipline. Beeline funded $52 million in mortgages, launched new products like Beeline Equity and Blink QC, and introduced Bob, an AI mortgage chatbot. Analysts see significant upside potential, with Ladenburg Thalmann initiating coverage with a buy rating and over 200% potential appreciation.
African imports of solar products skyrocket, signaling shift to renewables. African countries are showing a significant shift towards renewable energy, with a notable increase in solar imports from China. This surge in solar panel purchases indicates the beginning of a clean energy revolution in Africa. This trend presents a promising opportunity for companies like Powerbank Corporation, Natswen, 103, to capitalize on the growing market for solar energy products. TechMediaWire is a leading platform focused on showcasing companies driving technological advancements, providing access to a wide network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit TechMediaWire's website. Supercom Lilted, SPIT PCB, secures new U.S. contracts, expands presence into 11th state in under a year. Supercom Lilted, listed on NASDAQ as SPCB, has secured a new electronic monitoring contract in Alabama, expanding its presence in the state. This marks the company's entry into 11 new U.S. states since mid-2024, with Tennessee being the most recent in July. The contracts operate on a recurring revenue model, billing agencies per daily active unit. Supercom's Pure Security TM suite supports GPS monitoring, house arrest, and domestic violence prevention programs. The increasing adoption of electronic monitoring solutions reflects a demand for alternatives to incarceration and data-driven public safety management. Supercom, a global provider of secured e-government, IoT, and cybersecurity solutions, is making significant strides in the U.S. corrections market.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.